The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Dublin Bay is used by many people every day, mainly for recreational use, but bad news is the water quality isn't great, and a recent study has shown that one in five bathers are experiencing adverse health events after swimming in Dublin Bay. So what's causing the poor water quality? What needs to be done in order to address the issue? Charlotte O'Kelly is the Managing Director of TechWorks Marine, and she's on the line now. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
What is happening in Dublin Bay? How come the water quality can vary rather wildly?
So I'm involved with a group called SOS Dublin Bay, and we've been working on this now for 3 months. We have over 20,000 people who've signed up to find out what's going on with the water quality. Dublin Bay is a tidal area, so we have the tide that comes in and out twice a day. So, and we have a lot of industries. We're a capital city, so we're all interacting with the bay on a daily basis. When we flush the toilet, it eventually ends up in the bay through the wastewater treatment plants such as Ringsend, in supposedly, we hope, cleaned water. But there are also about 410 outfalls into the bay, as our group has learnt over the last 3 months. So what we're trying to find out...
How many outfalls and what is an outfall exactly?
So 400, there are 410... let's say, pipes of various sizes which go into Dublin Bay, from small rivers to stormwater outfalls to Ringsend. So what we are trying to do is to understand where are the problems coming from. So we all think, you know, of Ringsend immediately as the big culprit. We see the photos on the papers with huge plumes, you know, of fairly brown, muddy, you know, looking nasty stuff floating out into the bay. But we just don't know. So what we're trying to get the stakeholders, so all the users of the bay, so the councils, the government, the EPA, the HSE, to basically work with us and establish a baseline data set. So as you just said in your previous segment, there's no nuance in science. It's either one or the other. Well, this is the same with water quality. We need to understand where are the problems coming from so that we can then mitigate in the short term to ensure that all of us who are now doing these staycations, as you say, in Ireland, and who are swimming every day, or who are using the sea to take the kids to the beach in summer, or sailing, canoeing, diving, that we're doing it in water where we're not having 20% of us getting sick from it.
Well, Liam Daly is one of the reporters here in Newstalk, and he has been speaking to some people who go swimming in Dublin Bay on a regular basis and asking them how they find the water quality.
How often would you swim down here?
5 days a
week.
Six days with myself
and Sheila. Michelle. Well, it's more, I always think about it, maybe I won't be able to go tomorrow, so I'll go today.
And have any of you had any experience of getting any sort of sickness or ailments following a swim down here?
Well, there's no way I'd get sick because I keep my head so far above water, because I would be nervous of the water. I'm not happy to swallow the water.
I know another girl from another group who'd swim an awful lot, and she had, I think she'd several days been really sick. She got very sick, she couldn't hold water down for a week, and she's a serious swimmer.
And some days would you notice like a difference in the colour or a difference in the smell in the water when you come down here?
Absolutely. Yeah. And now it's been okay for the last while, hasn't it? Yeah. It's more towards the summer.
Yeah, I think in the winter time, that's when the problem is. You see, that's when sometimes you walk by and there might be some sort of a smell. Or like the kite surfers would be, you know, have been saying for years that, you know, they've had problems with, they've been complaining about the water, more so in the winter time, because they'd be down when it's really windy, you know.
The thing is, they only test the water June to September, so they don't test it. Like, and I think that was one of the things that, like, now that people are swimming throughout the year, that, like, they call it the bathing season, so June to September is only when they test it. So I'm kind of the mind, what you don't know won't...
Well,
when I read that, I was going, okay, that's why there's been no kind of notices. And, like, last year, there was a couple of notices that went up and you couldn't swim here. and you had to go find another place.
Some people have a better sense of smell than others.
Yeah. Yeah.
And definitely in winter, sometimes I can smell it. And it smells like, you know, sewage, basically.
Yeah.
I think there's an environmental group called SOS Dublin Bay, and they have done a fairly detailed survey of the water in the bay, and there appears to be a lot of release of untreated waste sewage. I think between 2017 and 2020 there was something like over 8 million cubic meters
yeah.
of untreated sewage going into the bay. You break that down into what's that mean? That's something like 3,500 Olympic 50-metre swimming pools of poo, basically.
Oh.
You know, it's just an amazing amenity. And people have discovered it in COVID. You know, obviously COVID, terrible side effects and terrible for so many families. And this is one of the upsides, that people have actually discovered their locality and the natural world. And they're coming down here and we want to know when it's safe to go into the water.
Yeah, Charlotte O'Kelly of Torchworks Marine, I'm not a scientist, but I'm guessing if you're using your nose to assess whether the water has poo in it, you're probably on the wrong end of that equation, aren't you?
You so are, and that's exactly it. I mean, in 2021... we are all scientists. We're all citizen scientists to a certain extent. And I do the same thing. I go sailing and I can smell it sometimes on the water. It's just not good enough. Dublin Bay is a UNESCO biosphere. We are a European capital city. We are a marine nation. We should be, you know, protecting this great resource of ours, which we're using, you know, on a daily basis. The bathing season, as one of your one of the people there just said, is from mid-May to mid-September. So during that time, we have to monitor as a country once a week. Monitoring once a week means you find out 48 hours after the sample is taken what happens. So you cannot make an informed decision as a citizen on that. And once a week, you know, the tide changes twice a day in Dublin. We know that in any week in Ireland, we can have glorious summer to horrible winter in 2 days or even less. So we really need to have more systematic monitoring. And a bit like the Met Erin and the Met services on land, we need to be able to monitor water quality on an ongoing basis. We don't know exactly where it comes from. We're assuming Ringsend is the biggest culprit, but we also know that those just under 9 million cubic meters of stormwater discharge, sometimes the stormwater overflow does have raw sewage in it from the conversations we've had with Irish Water. We also know that there are lots of housing estates which weren't plumbed into the sewage system, straight into the storm flow of a overflow. So we need to understand from the baseline data where the issues are coming from so that the stakeholders can then mitigate for that.
Charlotte, what you're telling me here is even if we had a big cork and shoved it into Ringsend, which everybody assumes is the problem, that all these other inflows into Dublin Bay are still going to keep flowing in. So are we back to, we do not have proper water infrastructure, not just in Ireland, but particularly in our capital city, that results in people swimming through poo?
So we have a very old infrastructure in our capital city, which needs to be brought up to date. We need to understand exactly what's causing the issues at sea. And I come back to the fact that we need proper scientific data to make decisions on. By the way, if you have poo in the water, as you say, we use E. coli to measure that as a scientific kind of measure. But that also means you'll have COVID in the water if there's COVID in the population. So, you know, it really is a human health issue, and it needs to be addressed through environmental data collection so we can predict and forecast. And what the people on your interview segment were saying is totally right. Most of the issues we know happen during wintertime, so during big rain events, which are outside of the bathing season. So, you know, when we say we have great bathing water quality, well, Merion is closed. But let's say in South County Dublin or in North County Dublin, That's only because the measurements don't actually reflect what is an annual bathing season at the moment. If we had an annual bathing season, there's a high chance nowhere would be open for bathing.
Right. It's kind of alarming,
and,
though.
And for that, we need information.
Yeah, well, we do need, and we need people doing testing, I would imagine. It's a high price to pay, more than you would need to spend on a dry robe, which is what people were more talking about
exactly,
in the last 12
months. That information can be collected today because technology exists today, and it just needs us as citizens to push our politicians to make this happen.
Okay. All right, you know, Charlotte, we leave it there. Charlotte O'Kelly, Managing Director of TechWorks Marine, thanks for joining us.